This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back to the Daily Digest. This is Juliet Jacobs, joined by Tixiao Yik and Lim Soo Ann. Earlier, we were talking about the 75th anniversary of the liberation of the Auschwitz. But now we're going to move on to a slightly more philosophical story.
Yes, and on that note, we're asking you, we're asking you a question on Twitter, which is a variation of the classic philosophical conundrum, the trolley dilemma. So we're asking you, if there are five people standing on a tram track in the path of a runaway trolley, would you choose to divert the trolley to save them? But, you know, in doing so, that would kill your friend on the other track. So we're actually asking you, who would you choose to save? Would it be your one friend or would it be the five people? So far, it's coming in, as you would expect in a dilemma like this, quite equal. 56% of you have said you would save your friend, and 43.7% of you say you would choose to save the five people instead, but that would mean that you'd be sacrificing your friend. So you can continue to take that poll at BFM Radio or WhatsApp 018-789-8899 or call us 03773-2900 to tell us your philosophical rationale for this.
So we're asking you this, and if you've seen the TV, one of the new TV shows, The Good Place, it's a series where in the series, a character, a deceased philosophy professor, Chidi, he tries to help his fellow residents of a non-denominational afterlife to become better people, and he teaches them, you know, moral dilemmas, philosophical questions, and one of these is, in one of these episodes, they actually depict this classic trolley dilemma, right? Do you make that active decision to divert a runaway trolley so that it kills one person, but in doing so, you can save five other people from another track from getting killed. Mm-hmm. But then there are a lot of, our Twitter poll is one variation of it, and there are a lot other variations of it. So, but what if you include more factors into that dilemma, such as where you're from? Would you answer that differently compared to someone from another country, for example? You know, would someone be more from one country be more likely to throw you in front of the trolley than someone from another country?
It sounds like a bizarre thing to consider, but it is something that interests both psychologists and philosophers. And that's because it could help us understand another question, which is, to what extent does our cultural context shape our morality? Or are some values simply universal? So an article in Vox highlighted a recent cross-cultural study published in the journal called Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences, which has provided new data on how culture could influence moral decision-making. So in the largest study of this kind to date, it involved 70,000 participants in 42 countries responding to multiple versions of the trolley problem.
So the study involved the common so-called switch version. That's the one where you can pull a lever to effectively switch a trolley that is about to kill the five workers on the tracks to another track where it'll kill only one worker. But this study also presented two other versions to the participants. There's the loop and the footbridge versions. So the loop version first. So in this one, the trolley can be redirected to a side track, which later loops around to rejoin the main track. And on that side track, the trolley will kill one worker, whose body will then stop the trolley before it can sort of rejoin the main track and kill those five workers. And for the footbridge version, there is a footbridge across the tracks, and a large man can be pushed in front of the trolley. He will die, but his body will then stop the trolley from killing the five workers on the track.
Yeah, so a lot of things to consider there. And before we get into the results of the study, so the trolley dilemma is often characterized by two schools of thought. So you have the utilitarianism school of thought and the deontological one. So what does this actually mean? So earlier today, I spoke to Hasman Baharom, who's a lecturer in moral studies and also a fellow with the Islamic Renaissance Front. And in this clip, he briefly explains what these two schools of thought are.
The utilitarian school of thought is basically a school of thought based on a mechanical measurement of human happiness or human utility. And it has a long history from the ancient Greeks to the Enlightenment to the modern philosophy and right on to our period today. Mm-hmm. So the mantra is basically the best course of action is an action that maximizes utility for the most number of people and minimizes harm for the least number of people. And the deontological discussion, on the other hand, popularized by Immanuel Kant, sometimes called Kantianism, a school of thought that focuses on the individual, the right the responsibility and the duty of the individual. And how Kant constructed his theory, he constructed the method of categorical imperative. So these are the two big school of thoughts that characterizes the trolley problem.
So going back to the study, they found that regardless of cultural context, people across the board actually respond similarly when they rank the moral acceptability of acting in each of these cases, the switch, the loop, and the footbridge. So they say that the switch is most acceptable, followed by the loop, and the footbridge will be the last option.
Mm. So English philosopher Philippa Foot, who developed the trolley dilemma in 1967, she argues that the distinction between killing and letting someone die explains why people make the decisions that they do. Mm. So in the footbridge scenario, pushing the person over the side is an intentional act of killing versus simply pulling a lever to save five people.
Right. Yeah.
And so this is sometimes described as the principle of double effect. So the principle states that it is permissible to indirectly cause harm if the action results in a greater good, but it is not permissible to directly cause harm even in pursuit of a greater good.
So interestingly, the study also found variations in cultures in how strongly they endorse or reject each sacrifice. So the results show that mainly participants from Eastern countries like China or Japan were less inclined to support sacrificing someone in trolley problems compared to participants from Western countries like the United States. So you can believe it's more moral to act in a switch scenario than in a footbridge scenario, but you could at the same time still be very against acting, even in switch.
Mm. And so when I was speaking to Hasman, he also said that while there are no absolute right or wrong answers when it comes to dilemmas like this, we don't live in a vacuum, and so we are bound to be influenced by our environment.
There is no absolute right or wrong in moral philosophy. So all right or wrong are based on justifications, and philosophers, when they want to take any stand, they will rely on, okay, which justification is stronger than the other? And why is it stronger? Then we will need a new discussion, which is the discussion of value. Humans, we don't live in a vacuum. And most of us, we got our moral knowledge and we create our moral consciousness through how we learn from the society at large. So that's why in a later study by Avat et al., I think, it is very interesting where you see in the Eastern countries, the respondents will say that, okay, they will reject sacrificing one person for the sake of five persons. But in the Western countries, they are more readily accepting towards sacrificing one person for the benefit of five persons. So why is this? According to that paper, and this is very fascinating, for them, it is basically the issue of relational mobility.
Mm-hmm.
Relational mobility means with the possibility of you making new relationship with people. So for the Western country, it is very easy for you, generally, to make new relationship with people around you. But in the Eastern country, it is much more difficult for you to make new relationships with people around you. Therefore, people will value existing relationships more compared to in the Eastern society compared to in the Western society. Of course, this is a very broad generalization, mm-hmm. and you cannot paint everyone in a broad brush. However, it can still inform us of, you know, the complexity of morality itself, where most of us, we think that we make our decisions rationally based on value-free process of thinking.
Mm-hmm.
However, no decision that we make is value-free.
Mm-hmm.
We will be tainted by values from the society, from our religion, for example, from our culture, from history, for example, so on and so forth.
So like Hasman mentioned, the results cannot be used to make broad generalizations of societies. And despite the large data set, the authors estimate that a third of the participants were actually young, college-educated men. And they also acknowledge that they only asked participants on how much relational mobility that they feel they have, as not all the countries have estimated data on relational mobility. So considering that the trolley problem is, in effect, a thought experiment and that it has no real answer, why is it still important, and what about its real-life applications? Here's Hasman explaining more.
Well, to make it simple, in our life, we will face numerous moral dilemmas, ranging from personal relationships to nation building to international politics. So, you know, all these issues, we can simplify them into moral dilemma, And the trolley problem, simply enough and elegantly enough, it could encompass almost all moral dilemma in our lives. That's why it is so important and it is so fascinating to many moral philosophers. It is a thought experiment, and for philosophers, they love to cook up thought experiments.
Mm-hmm.
And yes, the trolley problem has never happened in real life, but many analogous instances, especially in political dilemmas, can be characterized by the trolley problem. If you work with the police, for example, and you need to track down a terrorist group, and you know of a person who has contacted the terrorist group, and this always happens in many places in the world, so you will face a dilemma. Do you torture the person so that the person will tell you the information of the terrorist group? Or do you not torture the person because you think that the person has inalienable right to himself? So that is one example of how the trolley problem can inform our decision, for instance.
And finally, Hasman also points out how we would solve the trolley dilemma, how we would solve it would differ depending on the situation or the variation that is presented to us.
In many cases, in my philosophy and moral classes, when I lay down the classic trolley problem, which is you have two tracks, one track, one worker, and the other track, you have five workers, most students will say that, okay, sacrifice the one so that you can save the five persons. However, you have another issue, a spin-off to the trolley problem, which is the issue of the deadly doctor. You have a doctor, you have a healthy patient, and you have five patients requiring immediate transplant of five different organs. So the question is, do you kill that healthy patient in order to save the five patients? If you want to be consistent with your trolley problem, you as a doctor, you need to kill that one patient in order to save the five patients. So most students and many people whom I have the privilege to discuss this with will not agree to the doctor killing that one person.
Mm-hmm.
So here, you see, there is a difficulty in making decisions. And there are something else that people need to consider while they are being inconsistent with their moral decision before. So here, I think, even if the trolley problem is an old problem, it has an evergreen quality to it,
mm-hmm.
which it can show us, you know, number one, how simple it is to simplify a moral dilemma. However, it is not so simple when you want to be consistent.
Mm-hmm.
Having said that, everyone in the world, by definition, is a hypocrite. So all this contradiction that we see in human society throughout history, from antiquity to early modern history to the modern period, we see how humans have made contradictions and we have never tried to be consistent. So this brings us another question. Is there any inherent quality in being consistent, or are we, you know, we are just destined to make contradictions and contradictions?
So that was Hasman Bahrum, lecturer in moral studies and fellow with the Islamic Renaissance Front.
I feel like he left us with another philosophical conundrum right there.
Are we destined to be forever contradictory?
Yes, and the answer I think for me would be yes.
Yes, same here, resounding yes. And you know, neuroscientists have also carried out research to study which parts of the brain were activated when people consider the switch and footbridge scenarios. And what they found was that the switch version activates the logical and rational mind. So if you decide to pull the lever, it's because you want to save more lives. But when you consider pushing someone off a bridge to save five, your emotional reasoning becomes involved, and so you feel differently about killing one in order to save five.
So let's have a look at what you guys are sort of voting for as well. For our poll, we were asking you a variation of that trolley dilemma where you choose to save five people or your one friend who's standing on the other track. 57% of you have chosen to save your friend. 42% of you have chosen to save the five people. You know, we have quite a number of comments as well. Jolie Anna says she she will save children first. So if it's a friend versus the other five who consist of mothers with babies or children, she would sacrifice her friend to save those mothers, you know, for the children. Farkan Ishak said, it is tricky to make a decision in this situation without knowing more about the scenario itself. And you sort of need other extra information so that you can sort of consciously decide, you know, who you want to save. And there's also the question of self-sacrifice, he says. The next course of action could be to save yourself and divert the impending vehicle to save both your friend and those five people. And there are a few people who have commented about, like, it depends who's the friend and who's the five others. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, obviously, the idea of the dilemma was always... in fact, the original dilemma was you don't know any of them. They are, and it's about, do you choose five people versus one, right? Mm-hmm. Which what value do you put on those lives? Well, somebody said let them all die, which I suppose depending on your frame of mind at the moment. Lorican War has an interesting one. He would let five people be hit by the trolley and hopefully they will survive, and that's better than killing a friend.
It's something that's quite difficult to answer. I guess when it's all strangers, it would seem easier to pick a rational one, which is to say five, which is more than one.
Yeah.
But then when you have someone you know in the mix, then that makes it a lot trickier as well.
Yeah.
And then, you know, it's all very interesting because it would depend on what your own values are, you know, what school of thought you would subscribe to, you know, what value you would place on people's lives.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not always easy to do.
Not at all. And again, I guess a lot of people want to know who those five people are, right? And imagine if it was a mix of people. So there's a mother, but there's also a convicted murderer.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, there's so many different variations there as well, right? Who do you choose?
That's right.
It's like, do you... So I guess for me, it would be my friend.
Yes.
Yeah. I would just go with helping the person that I love the most.
You know. But I find myself veering between one answer and the other, depending sometimes, and I've seen this question many times over the years. Sometimes I can rationalize saving my friend, and sometimes I can rationalize not saving the friend.
Mm-hmm.
And I hope none of my friends who are listening are wondering. But yeah, so I think that it's interesting that the point at which we started discussing this today was how your, depending on whatever values or cultural norms, have actually a role to play in how you subconsciously arrive at that decision.
Mm, because whether you would value one... so perhaps, for example, if that one person was a world leader who will bring world peace, would you save that person instead of the other five?
Yeah.
There's a lot of... Unknowns.
So by saving that
one person,
and you could potentially
save millions more.
And I guess that really reflects the realities of life, isn't it? There's rarely a straight yes or no answer for anything we face.
Mm-hmm.
It's always a lot of factors to contemplate. It's from our own selves, what values we have, and then looking at the factors and the facts that are placed in front of us as well.
I imagine in a situation like that where, you know, there's chaos and a lot happening, you're not going to be you're not going to act in a rational way. You're going to act in an emotional way. And I imagine that's why I would choose my friend over the five strangers.
Mm.
Also, the world is overpopulated, but let's not get into that discussion.
Jason messaged on WhatsApp. You know, one approach is to avoid getting into this dilemma in the first place, because if you're in a dilemma, you fail to address the root cause, hence prevention first. Don't let anybody cross those tracks.
Yes, why are they? I think another thing that keeps coming is, why are people on these tracks anyway?
Why don't they get off well? You know, if it were so easy to solve it, we wouldn't, you know, philosophers wouldn't have a day job, would they?
Well, you can continue to share your thoughts. You can always tweet us at BFM Radio. You can send us a WhatsApp message at 018-789-8899. Or you can even look us up on Facebook. Just search for BFM The Bigger Picture and you can drop us a message there. That's all the time we have for today's show. If you miss any part of it, you can download the podcasts at bfm.my/dailydigest. You can search for that on the BFM app and also on Spotify. For now, it's Guns N' Roses with Live and Let Die. This has been The Daily Digest on The Bigger Picture, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.